real common.
That's why I bet I won't get it because it's common.
What might you, the type of things you might eat at breakfast, just name them off.
Cereal? What is that cereal?
No, you cook it.
Oh, there's so many things I had never cooked, I have never ate
to. Yeah. Well, if you went to a restaurant, especially in the South, and you went from, you were traveling somewhere and you went in to eat breakfast, you might, they might say, well, we've got eggs.
Grits?
Yeah. Okay, now, like a lot of Chinese and Japanese are said to eat a lot of this kind of grain, and most of the times it's white, and it can be brown, but they and we eat a good bit of it too. It's called
rice.
Okay, and now here we get the fun. If the alcoholic beverages that are not, you know, no taxes paid on them, what might you call that? It's strong stuff.
Whiskey?
Mm-hmm. Would you have any other names for it?
Liquor?
Yeah. Suppose it wasn't, a very high quality and it was made in really unclean conditions. Do you have any special name for that kind of liquor?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's real about liquor. That's another thing I don't know too much about is whiskey and liquor, I know they call it whiskey and liquor.
Right.
Well, I know they used to make, you know, this moonshine and that.
Right.
That's what you're trying to get. I know that used to have killed a lot of people, they say.
Right, yeah, sure did. Well, when something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say to someone, that sure
smells good.
Okay. Think that, remember back when we were talking about kegs and there was something where you couldn't remember, we talked about barrels, mm-hmm. And you bought maybe a lot of flour or things like that, but something that, a sticky sweet syrup.
Well, that's it.
Right, okay. So you might say, you're talking about the molasses and saying that you're talking about how thick it is. So you say the molasses
is real thick, thick.
Can you say the whole sentence? Just like you did.
This molasses is too thick.
Okay, great. Now sometimes you use this on flapjacks or pancakes. And you pour it over there, it's sweet.
It's a syrup.
Okay, do you have any kind of names for the syrup you use?
Yes, there's a Kero syrup and there's sugar cane syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the, my children usually, they like sugar cane syrup a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if it isn't, it's for real, if it isn't an imitation, you'd say it's...
It's not pure, it's not a pure syrup?
No, if it is, if it is for real, mm-hmm. if it's not imitation, you'd say it's...
This is pure syrup,
Well, maybe here's another one, where you see an awfully beautiful coat,
mm-hmm.
and you say, what is it made out of? And the person says, oh, it's made out of mink, and you say, is it...
Real?
Well, that's the word I was using. That was another word.
Let's see, 100%, something like that.
Along those lines, you think of anything else? Sometimes, you know, like if they have leather,
mm-hmm.
They'll say, this is something leather. And they're talking about that it's not fake. It's genuine.